Absolutely, Alan. Yeah, it's election season now, so you have people approaching people in their homes and looking for votes. And obviously, housing is the cross-cutting issue of our times, and it's affecting absolutely everybody. Everybody knows somebody who's in precarious accommodation or somebody who can't afford to move out of their home. I think the last statistics were that 1 in 4 young people between the ages of 25 and 34 are living at home with their parents and wanting to live elsewhere. So we know that home ownership rates have dropped every year since 2011. We know that rents have been increasing year on year for around the same period. We know that we have more homeless people than ever before on this island, like the highest recorded ever figures. So it's a critical issue, and it's one in which voters should be asking the difficult questions to the candidates who are coming to look for votes. And essentially, of course, I'm not surprised that there's an upswing and for a change of government, because essentially the government that has been in, successive governments have been lauding very promising policies, but with very little real change on the ground for people. And there are so many empty homes on this island. And the fact that more and more policies keep being released, but the fact that more and more people are still in precarious situations shows that the government strategies haven't been effective.
And there seem to be a number of issues feeding into, feeding into the stumbling blocks in front of people purchasing homes. The cost of living crisis still continuing, maybe not as bad as it was 2 years ago, as 44% said that's the reason they've had to postpone the purchase of a home. And limited supply, also an ongoing issue. 78% said that they had to look beyond their top location choice due to supply concerns. And we will get on to why Uplift believe there are actually more homes, empty homes, than homeless people in just a bit. But I suppose they're the two main issues, but are there any others?
Well, there's many other issues, Alan. Again, coming back to the fact that just the policies are in place are absolutely unsustainable. So we know the vacant homes tax that the government introduced, they said there would be maybe 200,000 property owners liable for this tax, but in actual fact it ended up being only 3,000. So that's just one illustration of an extremely ineffectual policy that the government are saying will bring properties back online and are saying will reduce the issues of the housing crisis, but they simply aren't.
You believe that there is a solution to the situation in Clare, that there are 50 times more empty homes than there are people homeless in the county. As things stand, how many people are homeless in Clare, and how many empty homes do you believe there are in the county?
So this is based on research that Uplift commissioned last year that was compiled by Paul Umfrill. And it basically looked at all of the varying different statistics that are out there. So we know that there's upward of 160,000 empty homes on that were taken on census night in June 2022. And again, this doesn't even include holiday homes. These are homes that are primarily lying empty, dormant, and that also would have vacant homes as well as derelict homes. Then there's more conservative estimates of around 90,000. But regardless, it's an extremely staggering, monumental number. So to talk about Clare specifically, there are 94 people homeless officially, but that also doesn't include the hidden homeless. So people who are young, disabled people who are being accommodated in nursing homes, for example, domestic abuse survivors who are in refuges and don't have somewhere sustainable to stay, or other people, again, as I mentioned earlier, people who aren't in their accommodation of choice, people living at home necessarily, but they're not represented on the homeless statistics. So we have at least 94, but actually it might be much higher. And there are 5,079 empty homes scattered across the county. So
and Lee, just to clarify, just to re-emphasise for people, these are permanently empty homes, be they derelict or unused. These aren't holiday homes or anything like that. They're over 5,000.
Over 5,000 used for less than 1 month of the year.
Okay, and even if the people in those categories that you just mentioned were added to the official homeless figures, there would still be, according to Uplift's figures, more than enough homes for all of them.
Far more than enough, Alan. Absolutely far more. And that remains true and consistent across every single county of Ireland.
I suppose where does the blame, or where does what is the problem here in terms of these homes not being repurposed or being used to house some or all of these people? Are you pointing fingers at local authorities for one?
I'm not making an effort to point any fingers or attribute blame, but we do have to have accountability. We have to have accountability in our decision makers at both local and government level. So obviously policies are being made up in the Oireachtas and in Dublin, and they're being handed down to county councils, and they're just not workable. There's far too many bureaucratic jumps or hoops to jump through, and they're not actually resulting in any concrete change for people on the ground. So we need government accountability. We need the people who are looking for votes to be making solid, concrete commitments to actually making housing more accessible, making housing more affordable, and allowing communities to thrive again, rather than lie empty and lie vacant and dormant.
Why do you think these houses aren't being considered as empty homes or classified that way or being utilised in the way that Uplift and perhaps others feel they should be?
I think people are just disillusioned, Alan. It's been a very long time that these issues have been going on in Ireland, and there doesn't seem to have been much change. So people just feel absolutely hopeless and absolutely disillusioned. So even the whole vacant home thing, like that's policy language. It kind of depersonalizes it and it dehumanizes it, which is why we're talking about empty homes, because we want to talk about realistic solutions that can be actualized, so we can actually see a change in our lifetime, see a change in our generation, and not see another generation of people who've been frozen out from the market and locked out of the very normal human need of having a safe place to call your own home.
Can you kind of outline for us as well the obstacles you believe are in front of people who are trying to access the vacant property refurbishment grant scheme?
Yes. So the vacant homes refurbishment grants, it's such a funny one because the government have obviously hailed this as such a really progressive thing and have lauded it essentially. But we know that there was 4,300 grants approved up to the first quarter of this year, but only 97 drawdowns. So again, we're talking about this huge gap between theory and practice, between policy and actual change on the ground for people. So in Galway, which has one of the highest vacancy rates in the country, 25% of applications were refused, and only 2 or 3 people out of hundreds have actually received the grant. And it comes back to the fact that it's far too complicated. There, you have to be the actual property owner. You can't apply for it as a renter, for example. So there's lots of issues with probate, and there's complications there. And Uplift and the research we have commissioned would be in favour of increasing the grant, because at present it's only 50,000, which actually wouldn't do a lot to actually repurpose a property that needs a little bit more. So we would be in favour of increasing it to 80,000 to match the repair and leasing scheme. So the repair and leasing scheme is another scheme that is also available to people, but we know that there's such a discrepancy in terms of the drawdown. More than 50% of drawdowns for that scheme have been in Waterford alone, which is just incomprehensible in terms of we want equality for everybody across the country in various different counties, because every county faces housing crisis issues and housing precarity.
How likely is it, though, that the grant will be increased, that the criteria for the scheme will be simplified, the process will be made a bit easier for people?
Well, this is what the whole election debate hinges on. This is what the whole upcoming elections really will hinge on, is that voters and constituents feel empowered to talk to their candidates and to ask them these questions, ask them these hard-hitting questions. And we need candidates who are willing to lead with their values and follow through on what the demographic and what the people actually want, which is a more sustainable and accessible housing market. We don't want more people frozen out and lacking in what is, as I said, a very basic human need.
We do have to leave it there, but campaigner with Uplift, Lee Brosnan. Lee, thank you very much for joining us on the programme this morning.
Can I just add that if anyone wants to get in contact with Uplift, we have the Gap for All campaign, and it's about making empty homes livable, and we're working with voters to help empower them, and we're doing one-to-one training. So if anyone wants to get in contact, you can email gapsforall@uplift.ie and we'll be happy to work with you.
Brilliant. Campaigner with Uplift, Lee Brosnan, thank you very much for joining us on the programme.
Cheers. Thank you.
Morning Focus with Alan Morrissey, giving you all sides of the story first. Clare FM.
My thanks once again to Lee Brosnan, and we did reach out to Clare County Council for a statement in relation to this topic, and they have provided us with a response. Their response says, it is not clear what huge barriers the querist is referring to. To date, Clare County Council has the seventh highest number of applications for the vacant property refurbishment grant in the country and is assisting all applicants with guidance on the application, further information requests and any queries that they have on the application form or the evidence required to support their application. As of now, 64% of all applications have been decided. Some are new applications and there are some where additional information has been requested. Payments have been made by the council on a number of completed houses. In addition, surveys of the county towns and villages are being undertaken on an ongoing basis to determine levels of vacancy around the county. The surveys take account of the geodirectory data, site inspections and other data available. The vacant homes team will be following up then on the survey data to contact owners, and the derelict sites team are dealing with over 260 active files at various stages of action under the Derelict Sites Act 1990. So that is the response from Clare County Council.